you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
He's a horse.
That was a story earlier. Go to the podcast and check it out. About a horse in Pennsylvania. I'm going to go see a man about a horse. It was a whole different reference point when it came to that story. Craig Evans with us later on this week. Mr. Skin, Danny Trejo tomorrow. What's the comedian's name again? I know Josh.
Mark Norman.
Okay, got it.
And Sean O'Brien on Thursday.
Sean O'Brien. Nick Allen will be here. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. A bunch of Tanline Tuesday stuff's up. Also, the girl there on social media and the Tanline Tuesday, excuse me, on Twitter and Facebook, almost getting hit by the paratrooper with skis. It's pretty hardcore. But they miss her, but it's brutal.
Where is that? Is that recent?
I think it just happened here sometime.
Yeah, she's in a bikini, so it's warm enough on the mountain. There's snow, and you can be in a bikini.
But there's still a lot of snow.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where it's at.
In her natural state, a bikini in the snow.
That's right. And she's alive, but she would have been killed easily. That guy hits her.
Was on this date in 1850. You might remember where you were when Levi Strauss made his first pair of blue jeans.
Yeah, I love that guy. We all do.
Oh, yeah. It was all part of the gold rush, wasn't
right.
it?
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Out in California.
Yeah.
As I understand it. They needed some tough pants to pan for gold.
I bet you those things were like old school, too, man.
You mean the first ones?
Yeah.
They'd have to be.
No, I mean like the material wasn't as soft as jeans are nowadays.
Makes those fire hose pants seem soft and supple.
I'm guessing they were pretty hardcore. Yeah.
And it is the 73rd anniversary of D-Day, as was mentioned earlier.
Yes, it is. The Allies, we stormed the beach. That's just amazing. And watch Saving Private Ryan.
Although you might get offended when the two guys in the foxhole share a piece of gum.
Oh, that's right.
That might gross you out.
Yeah.
Not the bullets clinking against the helmet.
Man.
As they...
And most people
Rush
are not
the beach.
Most people, younger people, are never going to see that movie in the theater. But that seeing that movie in the theater in the beginning, the first 15 minutes of that movie, are so heartbreaking,
intense,
so hardcore, intense. Man, I'm so glad I saw that in the theater. Back when they used to release other things besides superhero movies.
Yeah. President Trump defending his Twitter habit. This morning he tweeted the so-called fake mainstream media.
And he lists every network.
Is trying to get him to stop using Twitter because they, quote, hate that I can get the honest and unfiltered message out.
Bull crap. You know, his people want him to quit. That's
they
a story.
They hate that he can get his message out, too.
His lawyers.
No, they want him to
probably
quit tweeting. No, everybody wants him to quit
would
tweeting.
Would like him to be quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
nobody can get him to stop tweeting.
But his base.
But I love him. I love that. I want him to quit.
Doesn't want him
to
stop tweeting.
I don't
want our president to not tweet.
Yeah, but I don't want to normalize this guy at all. And if he stops tweeting, somebody might try to normalize him. Well, he's doing okay. He's not being a crazy man anymore. That's all it would be. Oh, he's normal now. No, he's still crazy.
He's not
going to
stop.
No, he's not.
All right, he panders to his base.
Right.
And they love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
But we're talking about off the air, without too deep into here. There's no legislation going on, and that's the problem. There's no health care. There's no tax cuts. Nothing's going to happen. Health care might not come back till September, at least. because we're just busy doing this. I was telling Craig the Comey thing, and I'm not going to watch any of that because it's going to be just blah, blah, blah. I'll wait for the cliff notes later on. But they're opening up bars in D.C. early and serve, and one bar is serving shots of Russian vodka. So it's like D.C. is like a sports town, you know? Open up bars early, watch the testimony. That's it, because everybody's in politics there, you know?
They are.
You know? Be like opening up early because it's St. Patrick's Day. Let's open at 6 and drink, or your baseball or football team's playing pretty early in the morning. It's like when the teams go overseas, everybody shows up at a football bar, an American football bar, to watch their team play in London because it's 8 in the morning or something like that, you know?
Apparently, relations are growing tense between Jeff Sessions and President Trump.
I hate to hear that.
This has to be fake news because it is unnamed White House sources.
Oh, yeah. Well, then it is.
And it's the New York Times.
And why are you
fake?
Why are you bothering to report on this?
Exactly. So forget about it.
So I think
it's not true.
Yeah, I think the solution is you fire Jeff Sessions. Get him the hell out of there.
It may not be true since this is being reported by the New York Times and unnamed sources. So it may not be true that Jeff Sessions and President Trump are not on the same page. They say that Trump is blaming Sessions for Trump's lack of success in defending the executive order restricting travel to 7 majority Muslim countries earlier this year.
I also heard it was because he recused himself from Russia, too, and he didn't want him to recuse himself.
Trump said in a Twitter post, the Justice Department should have stayed with the original travel ban, not the watered-down, politically correct version submitted to the Supreme Court. Everybody else says, no, that wasn't going to work out.
They're afraid. And this is from a Republican heard coming in. They're afraid that the White House is going to be just Trump and his family eventually because nobody wants to work for the guy.
Yeah.
And that's not fake news.
No.
That's what's coming out of Republicans in D.C.
Well, that's what he wants, isn't it?
Maybe, but any more people than
that.
He
doesn't know.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care.
No, he's pretty sure he can do it all himself.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And that's why I like him.
Yep.
Because he can.
The International Business Times reporting that the CDCNP says we've got a 23% increase in the number of people dying from drug overdoses in the United States.
Opioids.
In 2010, from 2010 to 2014, 23% increase.
When did they add the NP?
I don't know.
Because it used to just be the Center for Disease Control.
Well, we know that's not weed.
Now they've added prevention.
We know that's not weed, and they're not counting alcohol. This is drugs, right? So it's probably not a lot of cocaine. I'm guessing it's all opioids and maybe heroin. Heroin's probably ahead of opioids.
Top 10 drugs involved in lethal overdoses.
There you go.
Top 10. Number one, Tyler, you got it.
We can't even get you Todd's top 5 cookies, and you got the
top 10 killing drugs.
Heroin.
There you go. All right. Number one.
Number
heroin.
One. I know a family lost 2 kids.
Yeah.
Two sons.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's to the point where everybody knows somebody. Or knows somebody knows somebody. Yeah.
My cousin's son died. His girlfriend's son died.
Mm. Yeah.
Within 2 years of each other.
My wife has a friend whose son died. Heroin overdose.
Number one drug responsible for instances of lethal overdoses, heroin. Number two, cocaine.
Oh,
people who use the cocaine often take it repeatedly within a short time and increasingly higher doses in an effort to maintain the high or chase the high.
I don't know what that's about.
Of course you don't.
By the way,
thanks for filling me in.
Don't keep trying to maintain it. It doesn't get any better. And eventually you should quit or just don't do it.
That's really why we don't know what you're talking about, because it doesn't work.
It doesn't work, and that's when you decide that drug's not for you
anymore. You don't know that at the time.
No, but we can tell you from expertise.
Oxycodone is in there, highly addictive. That means that users often feel the need to increase their amount intake to achieve the same feelings. As a result, OD. Alprazolam or Xanax, shows up at number, it looks like, 4, used to treat depression and anxiety problems.
Take too much?
An anxious person seeking relief may combine the drug with alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even my wife,
potentially deadly mix.
She takes one when she flies but doesn't drink because of that.
There you go.
Well, she not necessarily because of that. She knows that. She said, if Xanax and wine, she's probably just sleeping and then not getting out of the plane seat, you know.
Yeah, so. And then the kids will talk to her.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know.
And you carry her off a plane, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, but these are people who probably take a fistful of Xanax.
Right, right.
And then start drinking. Yeah.
Fentanyl shows up in here, of course. You know, that's the thing that they're putting in the heroin now that kills
right.
you.
Right.
And not that heroin wasn't doing a fine enough job by itself.
No,
is that Prince's drug?
Yeah.
Fentanyl?
Or Michael Jackson's?
Yeah.
No, Michael's propofol.
Propofol, okay. Fentanyl was a Prince.
Yeah, similar to morphine. And then there's morphine. That'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Methamphetamine will kill you. A stimulant. Increased heart rate.
Oh, yeah.
Heart attack, high blood pressure, body temperature.
This is no time to be taking your damn drugs, you hippie dropouts.
And meth is also full of brake fluid and various different kinds of poison.
Methadone kills you, one of the top 10 killers, but just because it's commonly abused.
Well, that's what you use to get off the heroin, right?
Yeah, and it'll kill you.
And then you get addicted to the methadone.
Yes, it'll kill you.
Man, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Man, I love putting my hand down my pants when I'm on drugs.
Well, you could just stop that at pants.
Yeah. But yeah. I guess that doesn't answer
it. Right. Yeah, you had me at pants. Hydrocodone kills you. It's in the top 10 killers. And diazepam, or it's a benzo.
What are drugs?
Benzodiazepine. Diazepam. Used to treat anxiety disorders, alcohol withdrawal symptoms, or muscle spasms. That's in the top 10 drug killers as well. I'm smuggling cocaine and heroin in my coochie.
Yeah, don't do that.
Why?
Don't do that.
You weren't complaining before.
Does diazepam have a street name?
It's a benzo.
Yeah, if you give me a handy,
benzo,
I'll give you a drug.
Diazepine. But beyond that, I do not know. Alcohol withdrawal symptoms it deals with.
It's amazing. Yeah. I typed in the word drugs and not one clip says Todd.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are probably more specific.
Yeah, they probably are. Yeah.
I got diazepam as Valium.
Okay.
You mentioned something earlier as Valium.
No, I mentioned something else as Xanax.
Okay.
Yeah, so that must be Valium then.
This is no time to be taking your damn drugs, you hippie dropouts.
Yes, it is.
What is it with you people and reefer?
No, reefer's fine. Reefer's fine. Nope, the top 10 drugs, but like...
To kill you.
Yeah. But you know damn well, though, if Chris Cornell had like a ton of weed in him and a couple shots of vodka, that'd be a bigger story than how he died in certain circles. Well, they would say, oh my God, he was full of weed.
If he had a ton of weed in him and alcohol, he probably wouldn't be dead.
Of course he wouldn't. But you know what I'm talking about. When we talked about this yesterday. Well, it's just opioids. It's probably a prescription. He took too many of those.
Yeah. The 10 Craig mentioned there, only 3 are street drugs.
Right.
What you'd consider street drugs.
Right. Cocaine.
Heroin, cocaine, and meth.
And meth.
And 7 others. Got to be fine because a doctor wrote me a prescription for it.
That's right.
And then I went doctor shopping. And then I stockpiled a bunch of it.
And to answer your question from earlier, Todd, I did look this up. The CDC has been the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, since 1992.
Oh, we just started acknowledging the prevention part.
But it said Congress directed that the initialism CDC be retained because that's what everybody knew at that. They said, don't change CDC, but when you say it out, you got to add those extra words.
Letter. So it's actually just a letter.
Well, when you say it out, it's prevention. So it is a full word.
Got it.
So, yeah, they were kind of confusing with that. They added to the name but didn't change the initials.
Right.
That's kind of dumb.
I was surprised with this story. Washing your hands with hot water is just as good as washing them with cold water.
I never knew you couldn't wash them with hot water.
If you're trying to kill germs, no one says you can't. You're supposed to wash them with hot water, we've always been told.
Yeah.
At least warm water.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so cold water's the same.
That's what they're saying now.
Well, it's cold water, yeah. Right.
But
yeah.
I had no idea.
Do you need soap?
Yes.
Okay.
You do. They exposed participants' hands to bacteria, then had them wash them at different temperatures. It didn't matter. After 10 seconds, the same amount of bacteria was removed regardless of temperature.
It's good to know.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I'd always thought you had to have the warm water.
So if your mom's yelling at you, just tell her to shut up.
And the liquid antibacterial soap, no more effective than a bar of regular soap.
All right.
Well, that's always a thing that has annoyed me, though, going into a restaurant.
Right.
You go in the bathroom, you wash your hands, and I've always heard before now,
mm-hmm.
always heard that you need warm water.
Right.
Well, and how many restaurants do they not give you warm water?
They don't. They
Unless you sit there for a half an hour.
Right. Even then, sometimes they don't even have it hooked up.
True. Nope.
You're true.
So maybe it was a concern I didn't need to have.
You wash your junk in the sink, though. Use warm water. I've noticed that.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, you've noticed it's...
Because cold water hurts. It's too cold. Too cold in your junk, man.
Yeah, there's a shriveling that is involved there.
Yeah.
But I always like washing my hands in warm water just because it felt better.
There's that.
Otherwise,
but you're right. Craig's right. Random bathrooms anywhere in the country are just cold water.
Just cold water.
Yeah.
Well, Boko Haram... must be sad today.
Oh, we haven't heard about those dudes, that terrorist group in a while.
Exactly.
They still exist, but they kill black people.
They are.
So it is serious. They go through, they kill a bunch of tribal people.
Yeah, and they are.
And I think they're into that human trafficking, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boko Haram not feeling good today about their, what they've got going on. They are no longer the deadliest terror group in Africa.
Oh, man. Oh. They're, guess what? There's a meeting today.
There is a meeting today.
There's a meeting. They're all sitting around eating their donuts. Man, look at this. Somebody's doing a PowerPoint. We're losing.
Yes. Boko Haram, no longer the deadliest terror group in Africa. New data shows that distinction goes to Al-Shabaab.
Boom. Boom. Yep, Al-Shabaab.
Boko Haram guy's getting up to get coffee.
Right.
He's getting yelled at.
Oh, big time.
Is.
Coffee's for killers.
Wait.
Sit down.
That's right. Here's a guy waking up, kissing his wife goodbye. Man, big meeting. Man, bro, our company's down. We're number two. Boss is going to be pissed. Boss is probably going to cut somebody's head off.
Literally.
Yeah. Apparently, Al-Shabaab recently captured many holdings of Boko Haram. So it's
Let
a thing.
Let them fight each other, right?
So it's a thing.
It's on.
Yeah.
Go. We'd love to see all these guys just
fight each other.
Yeah. To the death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are horrible.
To each other's death.
Right.
Though.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd pay money to watch that.
Yeah. Their Al-Shabaab attacks killed more than 4,000 last year.
Yeah. So. We should have a playoff. It's Al-Shabaab against Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda against ISIS.
Yeah.
And again, Alabama could beat them all.
That's right.
And then we could have that argument.
Out of Louisiana, WAFB reporting on 30-year-old Sierra Jones. Police responded to a call where the victim said that he and the attacker, Sierra, had gotten into an argument about a Facebook post. The victim said that Sierra then armed herself with a knife and stabbed him in his upper right arm as he attempted to leave the house.
Sierra's a bitch. Sierra's a bitch. Sierra's crazy. Well, somebody said that a bunch of times,
you
right?
You don't know.
What was the Facebook post?
What he posted.
I love you to some other girl.
He said her 9 and 10-year-old children armed themselves with knives also.
Whoa.
That's why you don't date a chick with kids.
And they'll attacked turn on him you, at not the yours. Same time.
When they're not your kids, they'll turn on you.
According to her statement, Jones admitted that her 10-year-old son and her 9-year-old daughter had knives and the kids were trying to protect her.
Man.
According to the arrest record, a witness at the scene told authorities that he saw Jones and her kids attacking the victim as he packed to leave the residence.
Oh, I actually lived there, too. So you can't even, kids don't even care about stepdad there. We're stabbing his ass. Stepdad gets stabbed.
Now I want to see what the post is.
The victim was later transported to a local hospital, got stitches for the laceration to his arm. She has been arrested and charged with a count each of domestic abuse battery, domestic abuse with child endangerment, and aggravated second-degree battery.
Speaking of social media, see that story about the Harvard kids?
Yeah, that's great. 10 kids out of Harvard who had been accepted.
Yeah, for this coming year, right?
For the fall season, have been told that they are no longer accepted.
Because a racist post on their person, they've talked about this. They will a lot of colleges now are checking people's social media when it comes down to finals, who's getting in, who's not.
This was more than their Facebook. This was a group that people with Harvard were involved with. And so these 10 people were part of a different Facebook group. And the way you got into this different Facebook group was at just the regular one for the people that were going to be graduating in 4 years.
Right.
So it was
for new students coming up.
Yeah, for new students coming in, there's this Facebook page.
Right.
And they get together. Now then, if you want, somehow they figured out that if you want to get in this side Facebook group with some heinous people, what you had to do was post something on the regular Facebook page that was horrible.
Yeah. Either racist or sexist.
Racist or sexist. You had to post that on the regular Facebook page, and then people would come to you and say, hey, do you want to get involved in our heinous Facebook page? They figured that out, and 10 people said no. You may not show up to our school now.
They said they've been checking on people's social media, not just Harvard, everywhere now when you go to So be kids, just if you are a racist, sexist, I don't know why you would type anything in there unless you are one of those kind of people. They'll look. And they say 50% of the time, if it's something bad, you're not accepted anymore, man.
Good. Similar to the Facebook page that like our friend 9½-toed Luke runs.
Yeah, but this is for Harvard students. So who knows? Yeah, he didn't run that. But he's not sexist or racist. He's just dirty, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, there's some sexist and racist stuff there.
Yeah, but it's making fun of those. By the way, nobody in that group is getting into Harvard.
No.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.